Thank you for calling. This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, it's Lewis Schiff calling you back.
Yes, Lewis, thank you for getting back to me. I was just about to call you.
I was looking for those revisions or whatever documents, but I don't seem to be able to find them.
Yes, basically, you sent me a revision yesterday for some changes on the content, right?
And I sent you a Google Doc.
Yeah, the Google Doc that I looked into and have forwarded that to my editing team. So they're looking into the changes. And obviously, we will go through it. And if anything can be added, we can definitely go ahead and do that.
Okay. So,
So did you have a chance to look into the research report that I was sent out to?
Tell me, you mean the things where you're talking about verifiability, et cetera?
Yes, sir. So basically, we, you know, actually researched every article, blog, press release was out there about your profile, right? And if you can pull up the document so we can be on the same page. So if you
Which document?
The research report, sir.
Research report. You mean the wikipediadrafts.com?
No, not the one. The one that was attached in the text file.
Let me see if I can find that. That's what I don't seem to know about.
Let me send it over to you.
Oh, I see. Much of research text, yeah.
Yeah, if you cannot, so I'm just sending you right now.
No, I got it.
You got it. Okay, that's great.
Let me see if I can actually read it, though.
Well, there are actually links to it, the information that was available about you online. All the resources, articles, anything that was actually published online.
So can I ask you a question, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
I see. I'm looking at it now, yeah. Yeah, I get interviewed a lot for podcasts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So are there dedicated channels where you do that or randomly?
No, I'm the guest, so it's a different person's, you know, it's somebody else every time. Okay. I mean, I interview people for my podcast too, but that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for other people who interview me, right?
And not just podcast, if you have any publications coming, because we looked into your profile, and let me just take some time over here. That we looked into the articles. I've seen that you've been, you know, publishing articles on Forbes, correct?
Forbes and Word.
Yes, on Forbes. A lot of articles. Yeah, coming from you for different businesses, people, and I also see that you've been getting these publications on Entrepreneur. Right, and a lot of articles there, but obviously we are creating something for yourself, right? Your career, your biography. So we need publications that actually discuss about you, the work that you do.
Right. Here's what I'm saying is, and I understand a little bit about how Wikipedia works, but I appreciate that you're telling me more. But what I'm saying is, and I think you found them, is that other people with podcasts interview me for their podcasts a lot. Mm-hmm. But I know what you mean by credible media. I understand the difference between the New York Times or Forbes and let's just say some guy with a podcast.
Yeah, and
okay?
There are credible mention about you if you look into the document in New York Times.
Yeah.
These are good
New
articles.
New York Times.
You're getting mentioned. We need, you know, full article about you. Proper coverage.
Well, what I'm saying is you're focused on people who use type and words as opposed to podcasts, which are audio and video.
Sir, obviously we need to add those up as citations, right? Podcast,
right.
We can mention that you do have your own channel, you've been featured, but obviously social
I'm not
media.
Talking about my own channel. I'm trying to say the same thing. I'm not getting through. If I am interviewed by ABC News, that's a big deal. It's credible, in your words. If I'm interviewed by Michael's blog or Michael's podcast, that's less credible. I get the difference.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is forget the podcasts that I have hosted. I'm not talking about those. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the ones that I've been on as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Do those have any value?
Well, sir, if we can add that, like we can add that into your profile that you've been interviewed by different, you know, hosts and people. But we are looking those to add as citations. We need like articles discussing in words, right?
Words. That's
yeah.
That is the point I'm trying to make. You value words over video.
Video, we can add it up, but that won't be. You can say deemed credible as per Wikipedia, like YouTube links, social media links, those are not considered credible by Wikipedia itself. You can see, like,
right.
Different people as per your own industry. Podcast mentions, you won't be seeing that much on profiles.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I'm looking at things that, like, I've done that...
Because, obviously, Wikipedia is also improving with time. And later on, we can definitely...
Where it doesn't have to be so complicated. With Monday...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, not a problem. So, as I was saying, that we require, like, articles with words discussing whole details about you. Proper coverage,
right?
And you do have a good presence, sir. It's not that you do not. You do have good presence. You've been mentioned on different platforms, coming from INC to Forbes to Entrepreneur, big resources, and you do the work for them as well. So you know how coverages work. So we need something, you know, about you. So if you can, you know, if you have contacts that can do that, that's great. If not, we can help you to achieve that as well. So that's not a problem. You are eligible. We send out a copy to one of the Wikipedia moderators that we work with. He looked into your profile. He said, yes, the page can be made, but it's just that it requires some additional resources. And one more thing, that you attempted to create the page back in 2014, I guess.
I don't remember, but that sounds right.
Yeah, we see that because that was shared by Wikipedia moderator to us. So at that point of time as well, they wanted you to work on your notability, reliability that we have mentioned over the email as well. Before calling you, I discussed the details with our editor and researcher. So they said the page can go up. It's just that proper coverage can be done for the profile on different platforms, like 4 to 5 top-tier articles or 2 to 3 major articles like Forbes, Entrepreneur, INC, that can actually mention about you, proper coverage. That's about it, nothing else. The page can go up right away. So my question to you, Louis, would be like, obviously you work in the industry, so you have like contacts to do that or that can publish about you?
I mean, I hear you. I've been asking people to do it. It's not that they don't want to do it. It's that the world has changed. And listen, I'm not going to – I have friends. I've asked them to write about me, and they're like, all you have is this fact that you run this program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one or two times I've said to – I've asked to hire PR people, and they said, I can get you speeches, and I can get you on podcasts. And I say – yeah, I want to be written about. And they say, yeah, that's really hard these days because nobody's writing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is, you can do that, but there are people who can write about you. Because it's not just that like everybody's going on podcast or anything like that. Obviously, people are still getting publications. You do that yourself. Forbes, Entrepreneur, INC are publishing articles. And that brings, you know, notability and reliability of that person that he's been featured on good platforms, right? So, obviously, that gives him the online significance. And, obviously, Wikipedia looks for that kind of people. So, obviously, looking into your profile, we can see that you also are an author, educator, and speaker. And you also run a business. You are an entrepreneur. So, obviously, we can create coverage for you if you want us to work on this. Because we have did that in the past. I have a couple of clients who actually are working with for the publications, creating notability and everything for them as well. So obviously not everyone have that. They have to work on it. So we are taking care of these people, and we can also do that for you as well.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean, where you ask people that you're paying to write articles about me.
So there's a process we follow, to be very honest. Like, we reach out to the PR agency, right? Submit a profile like yours, for example. We submit an application. They look into the profile, and they let us know where they can feature that. Obviously, your name is not involved in this whole process because Wikipedia looks for independent coverage. They don't look for anything self-published, you know, paid marketing. They do not consider that as credible. So obviously, we reach out to them in such a manner that your name is not involved, the name of the client is not involved. So that can be used as citations, that can be used as a credible resource. Of course, the publication where you're going to get yourself featured also matter. For example, if you get a publication coming on Forbes, Entrepreneur, INC, you know, different kind of newspaper that are deemed credible as per Wikipedia, that will eventually give you, you can say, if anybody searches for you online, these articles will appear. And plus, just not for Wikipedia, for your names, and as a business, as an author, that will bring more credibility to your profile. Because if I search right now for your name, Lewis, I can see the whole, you can see Google Knowledge Panel appear, right? There's the image of you along with the author, like the work that you have done. That can be enhanced, plus Wikipedia profile will be linked to it, giving you a big boost to your profile.
Yeah, I hear you. I got to get real coverage by real people. That's the problem. Yeah, I'm doing all the writing by myself.
What we can do, of course, if you want, I can go ahead and discuss it with the PR team if you want us to, and share.
I don't think that. I know enough people. I have enough friends who are writers. I haven't been able to convince any of them to write about me. And trust me, it's very frustrating. I mean, these are people I've written
about
or I've helped out. I don't want to pay some paid writer to write about me. I don't want to pay anyone to write about me.
That will be done by the PR agency, but obviously, if you want the coverage, that can be done. If you don't want to pay for the coverage, sir, it's your choice to make. But obviously, that can be done. Your name won't be involved in anything.
It made me very uncomfortable. The person who was writing about me was a total nincompoop. Like, they barely – I had to rewrite what they wrote because they didn't even read English well. And, you know, it just made me very uncomfortable at the end of it. When they were done with it, I said, I can't do this. What you wrote is not accurate. It's not – you didn't use proper English. They were writing for Forbes. I was like, I don't want it. You're obviously like a paid writer.
How we work, let me explain you that. The publication itself will be done by a proper contributor or staff writer, right? And the publication on which resource you're getting, these are not random websites. These are well-known sources. And the articles will be written by the editor or the staff editor or a contributor. And nothing will be published without your consent. There won't be any random articles. They will be proper coverage then as per the requirements for Wikipedia and online notability. So obviously everything will be shared with you for your review. Once you give us the go-ahead, then these articles will publish on the resources committed to you.
What about my current profile? You're saying Wikipedia will not accept it under the current terms?
Well, sir, we can submit it, but there's a chance that it can get, you know, the tag for notability or even get deleted after MidLab, because there was an attempt previously as well. That was back in 14. They still have the record for that. So obviously we don't want to go ahead and submit it and there's an alert deletion log coming onto your profile. So that is not something good for future attempts. So
how many articles do I need written about me in order to pass a notability test?
Like, as mentioned over the email, you require at least 4 to 5 top-tier sources, or you can go ahead with 2 or 3 on major platforms. There is a choice over here, which you know, publications.
Source in a major platform.
The difference is the source itself. Like, for example, on Top Tier, we can get you on any newspaper platform, like website, that have proper sections dedicated. For example, I can give you some names we did in the past. Like, for example, we can get you on Top Tier sources like American Daily Post, New York Weekly, American Reporter. These are all newspaper websites.
Yeah.
And
major
are like Forbes, Entrepreneur, INC. These are big platforms.
All right. So what do we do now? You guys basically wrote something that you said is probably not going to be accepted.
This is the content. We can submit it, sir, if you want us to. But obviously, this is our recommendation, what we have received, the information about the profile. And,
I paid you for this, but you're saying it's not going to work.
We can submit the paper. We are saying that if you do this for the publications, the page will stay constant. It won't get any tags or any deletions coming to the profile.
That's why we send out a copy to the Wikipedia community. What I'm saying is I'm not going to use your source. I'm not comfortable with it. So if I have to go out and find a way to get coverage, I'm going to go out and do it the way I know how to do it. I'm not going to have anyone who's paid. I don't need to, even if it's an arm's length transaction where I'm not paying anyone directly, I'm just not comfortable with it, Michael. I'm 52 years old. I've been in this business a long time. Mm-hmm. I know the difference between paid media and organic media. I get it. What you're saying is, go out and show how it will appear, right?
If your name will be used anywhere, it won't be, sir. These will appear as independent coverage.
You can send any reporter my way that you want. That's totally fine. I'm just not paying for it. It's not that I'm cheap. Trust mm-hmm. me. It's that I don't want any of my money going to that reporter directly. I cannot allow that. If I'll hire you a PR firm and then you're going to get reporters to write about me and they don't receive any money for it, that's fine.
All right, sir. It's totally your decision. We're not forcing you or anything like that.
I would say
if you can ask your resources. If you don't want any payments involved, you can ask your friends if they can do that for you, because this can either way that will eventually get the page up. So that's our aim to get you. And if you can Pardon?
Michael,
yes?
You're a nice guy and I know I'm sounding a little like a jerk, but I gave you money to get me a Wikipedia page. Now you're saying you can't get me a Wikipedia page until I get this other thing done. I will get the other thing done. It will take me 6 months to a year. What do we do now?
Well, sir, then we can go ahead and get this submitted, right, and try to find a way if there's any possibility we can do about anything. Like, let me discuss with the editor if you're not going with the publications. Was the next line of action, right? So let me go ahead and speak to my editor, right, and get back to you within an hour or two.
All right. I don't know what if this is how it works, but I'm not at all interested in buying articles about me. Mm-hmm. I've been in this business for so long.
I understand.
It would be like if I said to you, why don't you take your sister out on a date? You'd say that's not ever going to happen. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not the way I roll.
I understand, sir, how you work. I understand you are in the industry as well. You know the ins and outs. But obviously, this is possible, but you don't want that. So let me see what we can do over here. Is there the possibility we can get you any other service in terms of getting the page up? Not publications or anything. We need to meet the standard guidelines. So obviously,
yeah.
There are loopholes. Let me see what we can do.
I appreciate that.
All right. So let me get back to you within an hour.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Sir. Not a problem. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.